The next, this is Dr. Olivero, dictating for Tuesday the 24th. Of October of the year 2023, the first patient is Marianne Conrad. The last name is C-O-N-R-A-D. First name, Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. 53-year-old, white female. Who has a BMI of 40. He's following the practice because of the presence of CKD3A and selective and non-selective proteinuria in small quantities. The patient comes today for a follow-up, and apparently she has not been able to follow the diet that's recommended. The main problem is that she has to cook for the rest of the family that they like food that is going to make a negative impact in this particular case. The patient has not lost any weight. The serum creatinine today is 1, the BUN is 21, and the estimated GFR is 63 mL per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is close to 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The patient was explained that there is no improvement if there is no change in the way of living, in the diet. I gave the recommendation of getting familiar with Weight Watchers in order to be able to identify the food that she has to stay away from in order to improve the general condition. Otherwise, we are going to have increase in the proteinuria, and we are going to get a deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, diabetes mellitus, that is followed by endocrinology. The patient has been placed on Mounjaro 7.5 milligrams on weekly basis. Jardiance 25 milligrams every day, metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, and nateglinide, N November, Alpha, Tango, Echo, G like in Golf, L like in Lima, I, N like in November, I, D like in Delta, E, 120 milligrams before every meal. That is enough medication. She has to change the way she eats. Number three, the patient has hyperlipidemia, has been placed on Crestor in combination with Vascepa. Pending is evaluation of the lipid profile. Following number, the patient has a history of hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, and the T3, T4, and TSH are within normal range. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient takes lisinopril 40 milligrams every day. Following number, she has a remote history of nephrolithiasis, no evidence of acute episodes. The patient has been seen by the rheumatologist who considered the possibility of lupus. She hurts, and she claims that the pain plays a role in the control of the blood sugar. Could be possible. However, I think it's more compliance with diet than pain by itself. We are going to evaluate the case in January, and we're going to order the laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.